T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
About you gotta put it in perspective.
I hate Mondays.
Yeah, they're the worst.
No worries, man. Everything will be alright.
Yeah, man.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Okay, now stop. Heimer time. Hit it, Steve.
Is it Heimer? Is it Heimer?
I want a werewolf baby.
Look, I love goo.
I'm a deodorant ball.
I am the number one human being in music. That means any person that's living or breathing is number two.
Well, I think we all can agree on the fact that you.
And now.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. The phone. Make sure the kids hear words.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Monday morning, the 16th of September.
What's up, kids?
Hey.
You know.
What's happening? Oh. You know. That sounded like there was something there.
You know, dog.
Never call him dog.
I don't really know, to be honest.
I'm in a lot of pain. I'm playing with pain.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
I remember when I fractured my hand about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
And just pretended doctors don't exist?
Right.
Yeah.
This has been an ongoing, shall we say, discussion with my wife, by the way, who's really given me the freeze out for not going to the doctor, especially since...
Let me ask you a qualifying question.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Like a mother effer.
You're dumb. She's right. You're dumb.
Well, Saturday, I fractured the same hand again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And it's so much worse. And I guess I should go to the doctor at some point, but... I put the harness on Linus to take him for a walk, and then as I stood up from that, he stood up and bum rushed my legs essentially before I had my balance. So I tripped over him and fell down and broke my fall with that same hand.
Ugh.
And it's not great.
So this is like a repeated stub toe. It's almost like the energy and magnets were pushing towards your already broken hand.
I guess so, yeah. Hmm. But it's fractured in a completely different place.
Oof.
How do you know that? Because you did x-rays at home?
Well, I'm a medical doctor, first of all.
True.
Because when I touch it, I can see where it hurts on this side, and then I touch it over here, and I can see where it hurts even more on this side. So
I just
they
want
are
to clarify, though.
Separate.
You're not accident prone.
No, not at all.
Okay.
No,
all
right. Of course not. Mm-hmm. I'm the healthiest man alive.
Right.
What is it going to take for it to turn black?
Is it swollen also?
Yes, it is swollen.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Good.
Cool.
But I think it's going to be fine because I don't think there's much they can... You okay?
Oh, did I not press the cough button?
Just came through our mics.
Oh, sorry.
All good.
Okay.
I don't think there's much they can do for fractured hands, honestly.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing. There's probably nothing.
It's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's probably nothing they can do. So it's going to get better. It's gonna fix itself ultimately.
Because the way it fixes itself is that the bone will grow a different way. You cool with that? Just sit there?
No, I mean, it's not coming out of the skin or anything like that. It's not like a compound fracture.
Yes.
The hand is still together.
You ever seen the movie Bloodsport? Where the guy kicks the back of the guy's knee and then the knee pops out of the skin?
I do not want that.
Mm. Well, keep it in mind.
I definitely
keep
do not want
that. Keep it in mind in case the guy starts kicking you.
So anyway, I just want to let you know, if I sound a little down today, it's because I'm playing with pain. So
no plan, though. No appointment.
Nope.
I could go, I guess, but not yet.
We all understand that's an option. We're just saying you're not taking it?
When it gets to the point where I feel like it would do some good,
I see.
Then I'm going to go. Did we do this phone-in topic, by the way?
Yes, yeah. We did.
And everyone called in and was like, it was cancer or whatever, and you're not listening to them.
So, Jensen, you had a much better weekend than I did.
We did. We
You my, did it up, man.
I know. My wife and I made a full...
I'm sorry, who?
My wife and I made a whole weekend out of... getting out. We've really went through it with this kid, obviously. Quite a weird start.
Oh, he's a pain in the ass.
Yes. And so we decided to take it, you know, make the night about us. Mm-hmm. And we
left the kid in the car and went for it.
Yeah, left the car running, which is the reason the air was on. But yeah, we had my mom came and looked at the, watched the baby. And then we have a new nanny who came. And
nice.
We took the baby out Sunday, but we saw John Mayer on Friday. Great show. Yeah.
Was it?
Great show.
Love him.
Really fun. And then we went Saturday night. We went to the LA County Fair.
And I saw a lot of your posts from the fair. Man, oh, man.
My stomach hurt.
Oh, that food looks good.
I go to these things just to eat.
Yeah.
That's the reason I go.
The only reason.
Thank you to everyone who said hello also, Kevin and Bean fans, party people out there. But it was really enjoyable. The LA County Fair, very fun.
Mm. No, it's a great fair. It's a terrific fair.
And then yesterday I went to the, we brought the baby to
Let's not get off Saturday first. All right. So a triple cheeseburger and instead of a bun... It was a Krispy Kreme donut?
Yeah, we had a bit of a tour de force through the fairgrounds trying to find foods that you can't find anywhere else. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the plan. That's why we went. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing we ran into was a triple cheeseburger, donuts, both sides. Mm-hmm. And I would say it really was confused because the donut themselves, glazed Krispy Kremes, kind of cold. Okay. Not warm.
Okay.
And then now they're being kind of mixed with these burger patties with cheese melting hot. It wasn't a good combo.
Really?
Yummy.
Because it sounds perfect.
It sounds terrible.
So if the red light was on,
yes,
that would be different because they would be really fresh.
I think that would probably work.
And warm.
Yes. Okay. Good point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But Allie, you don't have to put on the red light.
All right.
God.
Silent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that wasn't good. I mean, I would feel like they would have that in mind when they concocted that Frankenstein's monster, and they wouldn't make it if it didn't taste good.
Well, fried peanut butter and jelly, though.
Okay. Yeah. Now you're getting somewhere. Yeah.
That's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, fried, and then they put sort of a cherry glaze on top of it, or a strawberry glaze, and then they put Fruity Pebbles on top of that.
Oh, my.
Do you eat it like a sandwich, or is that something on a stick?
Well, Danielle picked it up and ate it like a sandwich. I used fork and knife. As you know, don't like things on my fingers.
I'm right there with you. Fork and knife.
Our friend Lauren Lapkus, who went with us to the fair, purchased a potato chip stick. So a stick with potato chips up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And then severed into the stick was a full long hot dog.
Don't know if I need severed.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Just taken right through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So the stick is made out of potato chips?
No, there is a stick.
And then
the potato chips are kind of looped around the stick.
Oh.
But then the stick has become a hot dog because they've, you know, it's like a, I don't know what you would call it.
Don't
like,
the chips just go everywhere then as you bite into it?
I mean, it's not clean, but it does have a connection to the stick.
Okay.
So it doesn't.
they used to be roommates.
Yeah, it doesn't want to leave.
Does
complicated relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you put condiments on that hot dog?
No. No, you just eat it straight with the potato chips.
I feel like you could have a tray and maybe dip into the tray if you really want
to
condiment.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, the sauces weren't really featured or spotlight. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't.
So the potato chips are the condiment.
Yes,
essentially.
Yeah, okay. they're like a salty.
Mm-hmm. Monkey fries.
Monkey fries were clearly a trademark issue with Animal Style. It was fries with cheese, Thousand Island, a spicy Thousand Island, and grilled onions. That's kind of Animal
little,
Style.
Little sure. bits of monkey?
No. There was no monkey served monkey. With the fries. Okay. It was just the name.
That doesn't seem like it's truthful advertising.
No.
Fantastic.
There was also the gigantic Dallas-style maple donut.
That, I love maple donuts.
That was the size of Danielle's head.
Wow.
So the donut was... If I put it up to Danielle's head, it would just be the circle. That's all I would see of her.
I love maple donuts.
And then
what are those Canadian maple cookies? You know the ones I'm talking about?
Are they kind of like bronze colored?
Yes.
Yes.
Those are so good. So good.
Oh, you ain't wrong.
Lobster tacos, Jensen?
Those were really, really good. Those were just good. I would have those right now. But the hot Cheetos corn on the cob, on the other hand.
Whoa.
I might have to be.
Hot Cheetos corn on the cob.
So corn on the cob, butter, then put on the corn on the cob, as we all know it. Mm-hmm. And then it's rolled in hot Cheeto bits.
And how was that? I think I'd like to try that.
It was real good, but that is what also came out of my butt an hour later.
Right.
Kevin, would you try almost all of these items?
Yes. Yes, I would.
It does sound like the fair is worth a trip, you guys.
It really is. We passed on some things that just were too much. And
wait, there's such thing as too much?
Yeah, there was. I mean, I don't know how much I trust the ahi poke bowl at the LA County Fair.
I mean, that's probably a decent decision on your part.
I contemplated and went, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I think you'd get the freshest seafood in the world at the LA County Fair.
If you're super into mercury poisoning, I think. There is one, like, healthy stand there that has, like, salads and stuff. And
no customers?
Yeah, it was, like, completely barren. I was like, it's safe for them to not just call it nerds or, like, people who don't get the fair. But we didn't get the, fried Twinkie. We didn't get, they fry anything.
Yeah.
They have steak dinner on a stick.
Fantastic.
It's crazy.
You need to go
fantastic.
Back.
You got to go back.
Some of this other stuff.
I know.
I think round two has got to happen, man.
I mean.
That kid will sleep in the car.
Yeah. My stomach does not agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yes. I want to know. I really want to know.
It's Monday, so we have great news. We also have Jennifer and Cody are going to join us again with a recap of the NFL Week 2.
Not a great weekend for some quarterbacks.
No. The top three foods you would eat for the rest of your life. You have to pick only three.
I'm just going to pick my three from Jensen's list at the fair.
High school reunion. Stop it, right? Is that what we're saying?
Not necessarily.
Okay, not necessarily.
I can see Bean sticking up for it.
And each hour, we've got your tickets to see the Black Keys at the Wiltern Thursday night. So we will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, Allie McKay.
Bean Baxter.
Didn't hear about your weekend. How was it?
Was lying. It was good. Had a friend visit. And that was fun. You're just going to...
He's assuming.
Just
assuming. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
Because I know it takes a lot for somebody to get into your house, so there's got to be something in it for you.
Oh, it's house my vagina. I see what you did.
What is happening on this Monday morning?
Well, real bummer last night when we found out that Rick Ocasek, the lead singer of iconic new wave rock band The Cars, passed away at 75 years old. He was found inside his Gramercy Park home by his estranged wife, Paulina Porizkova. He apparently appeared to have died from natural causes. If you guys don't know who The Cars are, first of all, what's happening? But his band shot to fame with their self-titled hit album in 1978, which included songs like Good Times Roll, My Best Friend's Girl, Just When I Needed, Bye Bye Love, You're All I've Got Tonight. That's all in the same debut album, you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Strong.
Yeah, let's just play one of the songs, a little bit of it. Here's Just What I Needed. I guess you're just what I needed. From 1978 to 1987, they put out six records, and this quote from a critic makes me laugh so hard. And then there were The Cars, the type of band that put out a perfect debut record and then had the audacity to not pack it in after that. And it's just true, just true. And if you were a kid in the 80s that watched MTV, the video of the year in 1984 for You Might Think... You waited for that video to come on. You were like, oh, my God, give me that video. It was just iconic. And
that was the one with Rick Ocasek as the fly, right?
He was everything. He was awesome. You might think it's foolish, but what you put me through. That's off their fifth album, guys. Their fifth album.
Yeah.
He was married to supermodel Paulina Porizkova. Back in the day when you used to look at people and go, wait, how did that happen? That was by far the biggest how that happened. They were together for 28 years. Wow. They separated last year. And sadly, she is the one that found him in his home, which is just so sad. But also, my God, what didn't he produce? Remember Weezer's breakout debut album, Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did that. Green, he did that. Mm. Bad Brains, he did some of theirs. Mm-hmm. Suicide did some of theirs. He just was amazing. Just such a talented, talented man.
I was shocked by this.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't, you just don't.
I couldn't believe he was, I mean, I wouldn't have guessed 75 either. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's so youthful in so many things he did. I didn't expect him to be 75.
And, of course, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year. And Brandon Flowers, who's the one that led the induction, had lovely words to say on Twitter. He was, like, his first huge influence was the Cars. So, very, very sad news. But Rick Ocasek passed away yesterday at the age of 75. All right, moving on to the box office, you guys. It Chapter 2 took first place for the second weekend running with an estimated $40.7 million. They also expanded in international markets, so their global total up to $323 million.
Question.
That's good. Yes.
Did they change the ending after Kevin saw it?
They did not. Still, still the same ending.
Okay.
And still almost 3 hours. So...
gutsy move to not change it,
right?
After hearing Kevin's whole thing, yeah.
Hustlers exceeded expectations, opening in second place with an estimated $33.2 million. That's a career high for both of its leading ladies, Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu.
Wow.
Anybody see Hustlers?
Mm-mm, I've heard it's good.
I've heard it's very good.
I've heard it's amazing, and I didn't have time this weekend.
I mean, it has Lizzo and Cardi B in it, for God's sake.
Well, think about it. Lizzo has, what, the number one song right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this movie just killed it?
Yes.
She's sitting pretty.
Yeah, yeah,
she's doing what I'm saying.
Gosh, I love movies.
Thank you, sir. Angel Has Fallen secured third place, followed by Good Boys. And then Disney's The Lion King won't go away. Its ninth week of release, you guys, took fifth place. The Lion King.
Yeah.
Won't stop.
A movie that every... It was just a direct remake. Everyone knew the storyline.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does it end? Everything.
They did not change that ending.
Not a bit.
No.
It
shouldn't have either. This one.
Do you think it should have showed up in it?
I mean, it
would have been amazing.
Would have been pretty exciting.
Would have changed it.
Yeah. Would have been real cool. All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. We've got Amy Poehler, Nick Jonas, Jennifer Tilly. Whichever Tilly isn't the one that gambles. I think Jennifer Tilly is the one that gambles.
Yeah. One, yeah.
Her sister Meg Tilly is the one that doesn't gamble. Richard Marx, Molly Shannon, Alexis Bledel, and David Copperfield.
Should we arrest David Copperfield?
Yes, we should. But not for this.
It's hot. Is that David Copperfield?
Yes, that's him.
I'm hot.
That's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Had a kind of a rough experience last time I saw Ruben. Hey, Rubes, how are you, man?
Good morning, party people.
He had a straight razor, and he was coming at me.
No.
And then I went down into the basement down there where the tools are kept, and I got a length of chain.
No, that's Joe Biden.
And then I went out and met him at the car.
No, this is Joe Biden.
I'm telling you, it was a throwdown, man.
What?
Fortunately, Ruben was 400 years older than me, so I could take him, but it was pretty scary there for a minute. Ruben and I were having a conversation off the air the other day before y'all came in, and he said to me, hey, my high school reunion is coming up, Bean. And I said, what is this, about your 300th?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, about that. And Ruben, you were saying you had not been to one before, or you have been to one before and so weren't thinking about going to this one?
Every 25 years for the last 300 years.
I have gone to the first one. The first one was a 10-year reunion, and this one is a 20-year, and I'm actually looking forward to this one.
Oh, okay. So the 10-year reunion, in my experience, and tell me if this is the same for you, Ruben, is I just saw all these people.
Yeah.
Like, the people that you want to keep in touch with for high school are the people you're still in touch with 10 years later, I think, right?
Yeah, it was true.
And there's not a lot that's changed, really, in most people's lives.
I'm going to say about half the people that were there for the 10-year reunion was like the normal crowd I would have hung out with on a Saturday night back then.
Exactly, yeah. So when you, I by the way, I didn't go to my 10, and that was one of the reasons why, is because I thought, oh, the people I care about, I still am in touch with.
Which is none.
Has anything affected an industry as much as Facebook to high school reunions?
Like, it has taken the really fun has. Out of finding out what people are up to. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Because you already know if everybody has a job, if everybody got married, if everybody has kids, you know all of that
my
already.
My problem with it is that even if you don't already know all that, it takes them 30 seconds to tell you, and then you're like, all right, what else?
Yeah.
What do you you say you're excited, Ruben? How come? What are you expecting or hoping out of the 20th?
There is a lot of people who from my high school who aren't on Facebook, so it would just be nice to see them again and catch up with them, you know. And plus, that I was in band and I played some sports, so some of those people just I didn't keep in touch with them, mm-hmm. and so it'd be cool to catch up.
Now, is there any part of you, and you're a good-looking, successful young man, but is there any part of you who thinks...
Define young.
Any part of you who thinks, I got to go because it's all happening for me, because I look good, because I've got a cool job.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I could, you know, I'm going to be a little bit of a star compared to some of the other people.
He's going to show up in a helicopter.
Wearing a big mink coat.
Mm-hmm. He's got it all planned.
Winter's coming, look at that coat.
He's wearing a big chain.
Is there any truth to that, Ruben? Do you like where your life is? What's happening? Go ahead.
I'm happy where I'm at right now. Okay. I mean, obviously, you know, some future success is probably on its way, and, yes. and hopefully soon. Sure. But, you know, I'm comfortable with my situation, and mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Have you started working out the lies that you're going to just
work into your story? Full.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. yeah. You know at 20, a lot of the people you went to school with are fat now, right? So you can already lord yourself over them for that.
Can you?
Yes.
I feel like my thing is, I went to my 10-year, and I felt, you know that feeling when you see someone at the bank you don't want to talk to, so you look down at your phone? That happened like 45 times. Mm. I didn't want to leave fast enough. And then I wasn't able to go to my 20-year because I was working out of the state, but I was happy I had that job.
I find that the longer the reunions go on, like 20-year is when people, you can tell what's going on with people. 10 year, they still are putting on the facade, the airs. Yeah. 20 years, they are beaten down. They are just done.
So that's the one you want to go to.
You combine that with alcohol, and people are like, I've hated my husband for 15 years. This is the worst. My kids are awful. You're so lucky you didn't have kids. This is what happened at my 20-year.
Wow, sweet. That's fantastic.
Awesome.
We had a Facebook group for ours that was like, you know, suggestions, and that was how everyone would learn about it. Mm-hmm. And a couple times people would put up, well, let's take a poll. Who wants to have it be just us, or should we have something where we bring our kids, like a daytime thing?
Oh, and my God.
Every comment was, no kids! Forget, I'm not bringing my kids to reunions. People are like, give us a night away.
My 20, I went to an all-girls Catholic high school.
Same.
I believe you did, Kevin? Mm-hmm. Good. I think we had 62, maybe, in our graduating class. So we decided we'd combine it with our brother school, which was Crespi. I hated every dude at Crespi. So seeing those mofos miserable, my God, it was just a joy. Just a joy. Ruben, I say go.
Bean, what was yours like?
One question for Allie first.
Okay.
At an all-girls school, when you go, is everybody rating everybody else's husbands?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to one reunion, mm-hmm. and it was my 25th. And I, you know, I went to school in Maryland, so it was a big deal to plan out and go. But I decided, you know what, it's probably the only one I'm ever going to go to, so I'm going to go. I walked in and didn't know anybody. Didn't recognize.
Not a single person.
One person from my high school.
Were you expecting to?
I didn't have any names in mind of people I was looking for, but the weird thing is that about a dozen people came up to me and said, oh, hey, Bean, how's it going? You look good. What's going on? Where you been? You still in radio? You know, stuff like that. Like, they knew who I was, and I had no idea.
Because they're the little people.
Who they were. No, they're not the little people.
Oh, okay.
It's just I have no memory, as you know.
Man. How do you get away with those conversations? I mean,
I have no memory. I honestly, I had to embarrassingly admit, you know what? had a brain injury, and I can't keep memories of from you know, any kind of distance.
But it's a beautiful school that you recognize. You really love the grounds.
Didn't my brother took me by the school earlier in the week when I was visiting, and I had no memory of what the high school even looked like. Like, did not recognize it at all. Then he took me by the house that we lived in where I went to high school. No, could not have picked it out of any house on the street or in the city.
I'll ask it. We're all thinking it. Was it definitely your brother?
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Uncle Joe is should not be put in front of a microphone anymore.
Let alone run for president.
any more than my late grandfather should have been in front of a microphone at Joe's age. Old people, you know how they tell stories.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes not well.
Sometimes not well. Mm-hmm. And you know, God bless you, Joe. But you're old. You're old, and your stories are starting to sound like it. And he told the famous corn pop story. Now, this is a story that he has told in the past. And in fact, he even put it in one of his autobiographies that he wrote.
I've never heard this. I was so happy to listen to it over the weekend and just try to make sense of it.
It's a story that he's sticking to. We started in 1962, and a young Joe Biden takes a summer job as a lifeguard at a predominantly black swimming pool. And here's Joe, I think, over the weekend again? Is that what it was?
Yeah,
over the weekend?
Resurfaced in Twitter, yeah.
Telling the story in Delaware where this all went down.
I learned a lot. And I learned that it makes a difference. This was the diving board area, and I was one of the guards. And there weren't a lot of, it was a 3-meter board. And you fell off sideways, you landed on the darn cement over there. And Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Wait, what is happening?
Corn Pop, yes.
I think they were renaming the pool after him or something. So he's there by a public pool.
Okay.
Telling the story of Corn Pop.
With a bunch of like little 11-year-olds who could not care less that Uncle Joe is telling his story again.
Corn Pop.
Huh.
And he ran a bunch of bad boys. Mm-hmm. And I did. And back in those days, to show how things have changed, one of the things you had to use, if you used pomade in your hair, you had to wear a bathing cap.
All right, stop right
there. Where are we going?
Oh, my God, Joe.
This is why...
How's that relevant?
Because this is why he kicked Corn Pop out of the pool. That's why it's relevant. But the point is, just like the other night in the debates when Joe was talking about making your kids go to sleep listening to the record player, now Joe's talking about pomade to a group of predominantly teenagers, okay? They don't know what pomade is.
We just stopped watching Howdy Doody.
And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. Well, he came off.
By the way, I'd just like to ask, how many of us believe that the conversation went just like that?
And how many dudes are named Esther?
Okay. She was a popular swimmer at the time. He was insulting her by calling her that.
Insulting him by calling him Esther Williams.
I am not following any of this old dude story.
No. Same. And I couldn't love it more.
And he said, I'll meet you outside. My car, these were all public housing behind it. My car, there was a gate out here. I parked my car outside the gate. And he said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke.
What, okay. They were in Peaky Blinders? What's happening
Pretty much.
Here?
Pretty
hey, guys, when you're at the pool mm-hmm. and they're renaming it for you uh-huh. in your home state of Delaware, why do you have to tell this story?
I mean, this is the pool where it all went down, Bean.
Right, the mean streets of Wilmington, yeah. I know. But why did he feel like he needed to tell this story? What's his point, do you think? Is to show that he's a badass? because he took down Bad Bad Leroy Brown? I mean, what's he doing here?
Calling people Esther?
I mean, I don't know what he could be doing other than bragging. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to figure out. I elect Joe Biden. He's the guy who threatens black people's lives. I mean, I see this going badly for him.
Corn Pop has three friends, and they all have straight edges.
Okay.
He's in trouble.
Okay. All right.
There's a guy named Bill Wright, Mouse, the only white guy, and he did all the pools. He was the mechanic. And I said, what am I going to do? He said, come down here in the basement where mechanics, where all the pool filter is.
Huh?
What is happening?
Wow.
Does he know where he is?
He doesn't.
How many pool areas have basements where the mechanic pool builders?
I mean, it's beginning to sound like a Mad Libs.
Yes, it is.
Just like whatever fits.
Wait until the next part.
You know the chain? There used to be a chain that went across the deep end. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain. He folded up. He said, you walk out with that chain.
So Joe Biden takes 6 foot of chain and walks out to have a rumble with Corn Pop.
And his friends.
Come on.
This just isn't possible.
And you walk to the car and say, you may cut me, man, but I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Again, hey, we're just doing a little public renaming here, dude.
Yeah. It's just one of swim.
Sir, this is a Baja Fresh.
I said, you kidding me? He said, no, if you don't come back. And he was right. So I walked out with the chain. And I walked up to my car.
By the way, people are just talking now.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what do you want to have for lunch?
Yeah, the kids have totally given up following poor Uncle Joe's speech here.
It'd be funny if you cut to him and he's just wearing a bathrobe. Just out of his mind.
And they had some, those days, you used to remember the straight razor, you'd bang them on the curb, get them rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
What are you talking about?
You bang the razors on the cement and then you put it in, you know, dirty water so that it's filthy and rusty. Yeah.
We remember,
that's
Joe.
That's how you did it.
Back when I was a kid, we asked for tetanus.
And I looked at him, but I was smart then. I said, first of all, I said, when I tell you get off the board, you get off the board, and I'll kick you out again, but I shouldn't have called you Esther Williams. I apologize for that. I apologize, but I didn't know that apology was going to work. He said, you apologize to me? I said, I apologize for that. Not for throwing you out, but I apologize for what I said. He said, okay, close the straight razor, and my heart began to beat again.
No, just
great story.
I'm just telling you right now, A, great story. B, didn't happen.
Great payoff.
Wow. Wouldn't you like to know, like, by the way, my memory's horrible, too, and I tell stories, and I get all the... Wouldn't you like to see exactly what happened that day?
This is the closest thing we have to real-life drunk history. Like, I don't know if he's sober. I don't know if any of this happened. I can't believe there aren't actors mimicking the words.
I do know that Grandpa needs a nap.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, the world-famous K-Rock.
You guys ready for some great news?
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! There's plenty of bad news available everywhere else, so at least once a week we make sure you hear some stories that will remind you that human beings can be great. And mine comes out of Phoenix, Arizona, Kevin, your hometown. Mm-hmm. This is a lady named Abby Fink who sent a text message to a friend of hers at church that she was going to be bringing the family dinner. Wanted to know what time would be a good time to bring it over. There's a reason why she was making this generous offer.
Abby Fink says that text was meant for family friends dealing with a crisis. Their 4-year-old son, Noah, fighting to stay alive after suffering a seizure that sent vomit into his lungs last week.
The response I got back was, ooh, what are you bringing me?
On the other end of the text was a man named Bill having a little fun with Fink.
Okay. So
Bill having a little fun with Fink.
So come on, she, man.
She thinks she's texting
back a bit.
Her friend with a very sick kid. And instead, she texts to the wrong number.
Just some dude.
So what's Bill going to do?
Clearly, she'd sent it to the wrong person, but when she told him the intended target, his response was unexpected, to say the least.
Please don't say it was a penis picture. Please don't say that.
I don't want the story to end that way.
Does
a
family like meat?
Let's find out.
And then it was immediately, how can I help?
And I was like, well, just pray for Noah. And he was like, well, I don't really pray, but I can help with donations, food, etc.
As you could imagine, Fink was stunned, Bill telling her, as a single father, it was a teachable moment for his own son. And it's just what people do.
I was thinking to myself, no, that's not what people do, because it's hard to find good people, good, genuine people that want to serve and help others.
Bill, by the way, has not hit on Abby yet, which is kind of a surprise to me.
That's where you saw the story going?
Absolutely. I was ready for your porn music to play, but so far he seems to be doing the nice thing and the right thing.
Since then, Bill has rallied friends on Facebook to send gifts and cards to Noah, even contacting a local charity who now wants to lend a hand too.
I told Bill, I said, I don't know if you believe in God or not, but I believe you were sent here to help this family. I told him he was an angel.
Bill, by the way, is going by the hospital this week with a gift to meet the young man who's who's having the health issues.
By the young man, you mean her.
No.
You mean her.
Well, we'll find out. Wouldn't that be a happy ending if they all end up being a family now? So Noah is getting better. He is going to be in the hospital. He does have a long road of recovery ahead, but it's kind of neat that so many people, including lots of strangers like Bill, who was the accidental textee, are doing what they can to make things better for him. So I thought that was a sweet story, and that's my great news.
My great news is relief efforts beginning in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian just decimated the islands. Various cruise ships from Celebrity Cruises and Royal Caribbean are delivering thousands of meals to help residents who were affected by the storm. They're like, hey, these are the islands we go to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've been destroyed. Crew members on board the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line's Empress of the Sea ship worked overnight to pack 10,000 meal boxes to deliver to Freeport, Bahamas Thursday morning. And now, for the next week, Royal Caribbean plans to change their schedule up so that at least one of its ships arrives at Freeport each day with food.
Wow. By the way, I don't know if the cruise ships came up with this on their own or if this was as a result of people suggesting this on Facebook almost immediately after the storm. They said, hey, those people who have no homes now, if you can get some cruise ships down there, they'll have a place to live. And I thought, that is genius.
60 restaurant crew members, 40 bar crew members, and 40 cooks ran around the ship's main ballroom packaging meal boxes with chips and granola and apples and cutlery. And hot food preparation started at 3:30 in the morning, and they dropped it all off. And the company plans to take 500 evacuees from Freeport to Nassau on Thursday evening. And they're just going to keep trying to help every day that they can.
Wow.
And that's my great news.
I love it. Well, this story is about two high school football players who took it upon themselves to help out a classmate in need after he was being relentlessly bullied for wearing the same clothes every single day. These two young men, Christopher Graham and Antoine Garrett, are students at MLK College Prep School in Memphis, Tennessee, and they reached into their own closets to help give classmate Michael Todd a new wardrobe. So this kid was wearing the same clothes for weeks, and people caught on to that, started making fun of him, including these two guys from the football team.
They were making fun of him as well.
They sure were.
Oh, really?
And then one day they were like, dude, what are we doing? This is awful. So they wound up texting each other and saying, listen, let's figure out something. You go in your closet, I'll go in my closet. Let's give him a bunch of clothes and shoes at school tomorrow. They then said, we're in the same third period. I apologize for laughing at you. I just want to give you something to try and make up for that.
Wow.
So this young man, Michael Todd, was obviously really emotional. He said that he's been bullied his entire life and he doesn't have a lot of clothes at home. And his mom doesn't buy him clothes because he grows so much that his mom's like, what's the point? You're just going to grow out of him.
Well, I mean, okay.
I know.
Maybe a second shirt.
Maybe. So now he has new shoes. He has a bunch of different clothes. And then, of course, the story went viral. So now a lot of people are reaching out. And Erica Williams, spokesperson for Fraser Community School, said in a statement that his situation isn't unique. And because of that, the school set up a clothing closet last year. We've talked about this, where kids that don't have anything can just anonymously go into this closet if they need a jacket, if they need something like a toothbrush. The school has set that up. And she said, Antoine, Michael, and Christopher are overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from the community and people across the country. Unfortunately, situations that show students in need are not unique within our school system because we serve a demographic where the household income is well below the state and national average.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you put the toothbrush back in the clothes closet after you're done?
That is yours to keep.
Okay. Cool.
Great.
Cool.
That's a great,
cool.
question,
great question.
Yeah, because that needed to be handled.
I just had hygiene concerns there.
Yeah, okay. I understand. But what a move, like, for a freshman that is just insecure about things anyway, going to a new school and then having two football players that are like, we've got to be better, to apologize to him and then to reach into their own closets to help him out.
That's amazing.
I think is an amazing turnaround. And that's why it's my great news.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
All right, so it's Monday now.
Right.
And then tomorrow's Tuesday.
Right, good.
And then on Wednesday, you get to give blood and perhaps get great K-Rock prizes with our man Beer Mug, because he's going to be live all morning long starting at 5 a.m. from the where, Beer Mug?
Hollywood Park Casino.
How about that? What kind of stuff are you going to be bringing down to give away?
Cookies, juice, maybe some sandwiches. We'll see.
Tickets.
No, but we'll have tickets. Yeah. Specifically, what tickets? I don't know, because it's not on our liner here, so I'm guessing.
Okay. But okay. Cookies. What kind of cookies?
Some Oreos, some Nutter Butters.
Oh. Our friends at Rambo Last Blood are sponsoring the event. So Beer Mug's thing is on Wednesday, and then on Friday, Rambo Last Blood is in theater. So this is called the Rambo Give Blood. Mm-hmm. See what we did there?
I see.
And it's going to extend beyond the Kevin and Bean Show all the way up until 3 p.m. All you have to do is go on down, give some blood, save a life, and get some great prizes, too. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll be checking in with Mugs all morning long on Wednesday. All right, Jensen, you thought of something that we think might be fun to share with our audience here. We're going to be looking for some calls at 1-800-520-1067. What was the thought process that led you to this that you brought up?
Well, we were talking about stupid purchases, because I make a lot of them. And I remembered that when I turned 21, my parents took me to Vegas to celebrate.
That's where you want to go with your parents with your mom and dad. Your 21st.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
I'm a true narc at heart.
Wow.
And I
tremendous
went,
dork.
I mean, listen, I own it at this point.
What are you doing for your 21st? Well, mommy and daddy are taking me to Vegas. Oh, my God, Jensen.
I think for my 18th, someone asked me, and I was like, I'm going to dinner with my parents, all excited. And,
maybe a strip club.
Yeah.
My mom gets out of hand, though, in those strip clubs.
But you grew up to be a guy who had the coolest ever bachelor party, right? I mean, you really blew it out for your bachelor party.
Then we just went to go play pinball and watch wrestling. But sure. But I went, and I think I started with like $200, and I've never beaten this again, but I won $1,800.
Oh, my gosh.
My 21st birthday weekend in Vegas, and was so excited.
And that was
about
your first
it.
Time in Vegas?
That was my first time. And I was so excited, and I thought you do it every time. You don't. I come home with the money. What am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this money? And I go, I know what I want. I've never wanted anything more. I'm going to take this money and I'm going to buy for $1,200.
Uh-huh.
I was so excited to get a portable DVD player.
Yay!
Wait, $1,200?
I spent $1,200 on the first portable DVD player.
And it was that expensive because it was the first one?
It was the first one and brand new. And I think you can get them now for $40 at like a Rite Aid. Like I'm not being like facetious. I think you really can get them for $40. And at one point, because it was brand new, I spent $1,200.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're happy to do it, by the way.
Thrilled. What
and
are you talking
thought
about?
You had a deal.
Oh, I was like, every airplane ride, I'm watching DVDs. And I would travel with like a little Case Logic with DVDs in it.
Oh, that's just sad now.
Yeah, and I would watch movies.
But back then, how cool were you? No one else
so cool.
had that?
Yeah, and I was traveling for work at the time, so I would go to Virgin Megastore and be like, have I seen, this Joyride 2? No? All right, I'll buy it for $6 and I'll watch it.
Well, I mean, when you start talking about technology, everything gets cheaper. I mean, I have no idea how much early computers were, but I bet people were paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to have a personal computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the first, how the cell phones in the, early 80s, how much those must have cost to have. Wouldn't you imagine a cell phone would have cost $2,000 probably?
It's like the size of a suitcase, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still think it's weird when I see like a 62-inch television for like $500. And I'm like, what are you talking about? These things are $5,000, aren't they? No, now they're really cheap.
Yeah. You guys remember laser discs?
Of course.
Oh, yes. Gosh. All the rich people had a laser disc player.
I jumped all over that.
Yeah.
Like $1,000 to get that, and then you had to buy the Laserdisc movies, which are more expensive than
those
normal.
Those were like $100.
And they're huge.
Really ridiculous.
Not easy to store.
Not at all, no. And Laserdisc came and went in about a week.
Yeah. It did not work out.
It was super hot and then super cold.
Yeah. So how much were those back then?
Well, the machine was about $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then each disc was like 100?
I don't
100?
Remember. I don't think it was 100, but I think it was like 29 or 39. Like, it was way more than a movie should be.
Yeah.
But it was such high quality.
Yeah.
Sure.
For that week.
Did you have to turn over laser discs, too, if I remember correctly?
Yeah.
It didn't play all the way
through,
right?
Like in the middle of the movie?
Yeah. It stopped.
No.
It would stop and eject it, and then you just had to flip it over and put it back in.
How relaxing.
That was ridiculous.
1-800-520-1067. We want to hear about the product that you bought early and therefore paid a crazy, what sounds like now, a crazy amount of money. I will tell you, I do remember when digital watches came out, and I have no idea why anyone wanted a digital watch, but people sure did. And they were like $500.
Yeah.
And now
because they were digital?
Yes.
Yeah, because you didn't have to look at the hands anymore.
And now
I understand that.
I feel like you get one free now with like a pencil. You know what I mean? Like they throw in a digital watch. But seriously, they're like $3 now to get a digital watch.
But, I mean, people, I guess, it doesn't even have to be early. Like if you've just spent tons of money on something that eventually ends up being cheap, that seems like a great thing to call about.
Yeah.
My dad still laughs at how excited I was back like mid-80s. I think early 80s is when they really kind of took off with Run DMC and LL Cool J. But boom boxes. All I wanted was a boom box that I could press play record and I could put it up to the TV and I could record like theme shows to my favorite TV shows, the theme songs. And I wanted to record songs off the radio so I could listen to them back. And you would just sit there and wait with your fingers on the play record, like, yes, Glass Tiger. And then you'd press play record. And he looked everywhere for them. And they were so expensive and sold out this one year. Finally found it at the Beverly Center and paid about $400 for a boombox.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jensen, you probably still have a boombox. What are they going for these days?
Oh, they have to be. I mean, good ones are still kind of expensive because they just like are equalizers.
Kind of like $79 or something, right?
Maybe $200 tops.
Maybe? Okay.
Yeah. I did also, when the Hot Carl thing was going on and I found myself 18, 19 years old with a ton of money, I did also buy a dual CD burner.
Oh.
So, like, it was its own unit with two...
I have one of those. I still have one of those.
What do you do with it
now?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nope, don't use it for anything, but I do still have it.
But it was a great item at one point. You would put the CD in one, and then a burn CD, a CDR or whatever, in the other one, and then you'd literally just press...
Make copies.
Yeah, record, and it would you know, play the whole thing on it, and you'd just give it to a friend.
Yep.
I ruined the music industry is what I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. You bought it high, and now it's low. We want to take your calls when we return right after this on K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
Hey, Lee, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding on.
Good morning, party people.
Morning.
Morning. What'd you guys buy?
My ex-husband and I, he was a tech head in 2004, $9,000 on a plasma television.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago that they were that expensive.
No.
It's crazy.
Oh,
but it really switched quick.
Yes.
And what do they cost now? I mean, a couple of thousand for a big plasma?
Probably.
Yeah.
$9,000.
Yeah. Wow.
Was it a good TV, Lee?
It was great. But, you know, when I divorced him in 2010, I sold it for $100.
That's not what you want.
Nope. Unless you did it just to make him cry, in which case, well done. All right. Thank you for the call, Lee. We appreciate it.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
R.I.P. Rick Ocasek died yesterday, 75 years old. We played the Cars a few thousand times in the history of the world famous K-Rock, one of the all-time great K-Rock bands. So he will certainly be missed. We're talking right now about Jensen. What was it you bought? You bought a
portable DVD player for
$1,200.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So what did you buy when it was super expensive that it suddenly got cheap? Let's go to Willie, line 5, please. He's up first. East L.A.
Morning, Willie.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing, man? Check it out. My dad bought us a VCR back in maybe 83, 84. He paid about $1,000, and now I mean, you find them at the Swami's for what, $5 or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I don't even think you could buy. Can you buy VCR tapes now?
In a pawn shop.
Pawn shop, yeah.
But how cool were you when you had that VCR, man? You must have been, everybody must have been coming to your house.
Yeah, we used to live on a dead end street, so we had all the kids just come on over and start watching tapes and stuff like that. You know, be all nighters and, you know, just hanging out and stuff.
See, it was worth the money.
It was worth it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Paid off.
Thank you for the call, Willie. We appreciate it. Sean in Burbank, line 4, up next here on Kara. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you.
So, yeah, I bought a sound card for a computer because you had to actually buy that as an individual piece back then. Not because you were a gamer. It cost about $500. And it's now included in every computer.
That's true.
It wasn't just that I bought the sound card. It was that I then recorded a song. I think it was Meatloaf at the time. And it filled up my hard drive. I had to upgrade my whole computer. It ended up costing me about $2,000.
Worth it.
Still worth it. Meatloaf.
It was probably Paradise by the Dashboard Light. It's a long song, so that explains it. All right. Thank you for the call, Sean. From the 310, back in 2006, I bought a 2-gigabyte Mercury card for my Sony PSP and a camera. The card cost me $1,200.
Wow.
Now they give away memory cards with quadruple storage space. Yep, that's how it works. All right, let's go to line 2. This is Roach. Is that your name,
hey,
Roach?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Roach.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Bean.
That's a name.
Line of roaches.
Okay. What did you buy that, in retrospect, maybe you paid more than you should have for?
Oh my gosh! In the late '90s, I was all in on the Sony mini disc. I was 100% convinced. You know, everyone else had scratch CDs. My CDs weren't going to scratch anymore. I could fit 4 CDs on 1 mini disc. I paid $500 for the portable player. Then I bought the $400-something home set. So
wow,
I
you were all in on everything.
Yes, that was amazing. And I remember the $1,200 portable DVD player.
Yeah.
I did go in with a buddy on that, and we actually got the attention of Eddie Money's daughter, Jess. She was very turned on by the portable DVD player, so not a bad investment at the time.
Oh. Okay, it sounds like there's a real story here. Roach.
Sounds like Roach left out a lot.
Yeah, this is going to blow your mind, but I was also really in on the mini disc. Used them for a long time because before there were recordable CDs, regular size CDs, as you know, you could record on a mini disc. So you could make your own like mixtapes digitally. I had a mini disc player in my car radio. What?
Whoa.
Oh,
how
gosh.
About yes, that?
You bought the ones for the in the car. Yes.
Yes.
They started, they had a big start on all platforms. They had a boombox with it. They had the cars that could have it. And then they stopped. I don't know why they ended it.
I don't know, but do either of you have good stock tips or anything you want to tell us about? Things that you'll think we're going to buy but really, truly avoid?
Thank you, Roach. Appreciate the call so much. Let's go to line 7. Let's say hi to Michael Van Nuys up next on K-Rock.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, what's happening?
Talking about you spent way too much money.
All right, way too much money. When digital sound first came out, it was called AC3. It wasn't Dolby Digital.
Right.
I spent $6,000 on just the receiver, and
wow.
I needed the subwoofer. I spent $3,000 on the Sunfire subwoofer. Then I had to get the front speaker. I mean, the center speaker, the front speaker,
right, center,
and the
yeah.
rear speaker,
right.
which cost at least $4,000 for those.
Oh my God.
But unlike Kevin's broke ass, I had the laser disc that played both sides.
Oh,
I didn't have to take it out.
Son of a bitch.
So I spent probably over $20,000 on the first Dolby Digital sound system for home, and I had a tube TV. I didn't even have a flat screen.
What?
Yeah.
So you had a crappy TV, but great sound?
I had a 32-inch crappy TV with a $20,000 sound system on it.
Unreal.
Wow. Eddie Money's daughter was so hot, it's over.
By the way, I did look up Eddie Money's daughter. Uh-huh. She's like a singer. She's very attractive.
No, she sings with his band.
Oh, okay.
Not anymore, but she did.
My God.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K
K-Rock.
Allie, what's happening on this Monday morning?
Well, we just played Weezer, and of course, they paid tribute to Rick Ocasek, the former lead singer of The Cars, who passed away yesterday at the age of 75. They put out a statement. It says, "The whole Weezer family is devastated by the loss of our friend and mentor, Rick Ocasek, who passed away Sunday. Rick meant so much to us. He produced three key Weezer albums, Blue, Green, and 2014's Everything Will Be All Right in the End, and taught all of us so much about music, recording, and songcraft. But more importantly, he taught us that one can be in a respected position of great power and yet be absolutely humble and have the biggest, sweetest heart in the industry." They went on to say just how kind he was to all of them.
It's nice to hear. Mm-hmm.
And if you were his friend, you were his friend for life, which is just wonderful to hear. And so many people coming out and saying just working with him was a dream, let alone just meeting him and him being as wonderful as he was just astounding.
That's a sweet tribute.
Absolutely. Guys, here's another kind of tribute. You know how much I love Jeopardy.
Yes. Oh, you haven't mentioned that.
Yeah, it's true. Well, my second favorite Jeopardy contestant, yes, I do have those.
Wow!
Alex Jacob tweeted something on Friday that I think I was tagged in 742 times this weekend.
Excellent.
And I appreciate every single one of you.
You like him more than you like Ken Jennings?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He tweeted, "I spent way too much time putting together this video of Alex Trebek saying the word genre, so now you have to retweet it. Sorry, I don't make the rules." Here is a video that, quite frankly, I'm not upset he made.
Genres for four.
A genre category. This genre of art. This genre of novel. This genre of game. This alliterative genre. This fantasy genre. This spooky genre. This popular genre. This six-letter genre. This genre about a low-born scamp. The genre of American local color ballet. The sword and sandal genre. A Japanese cartoon genre. A TV genre. 1970s genre of film. The 60s musical genre.
Do you guys think that once they realized he wasn't going to correct the way he said it, they just started, the writers just started putting them in?
He's saying it correctly in French, which he's, you know, French-Canadian, but is he going overboard?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This very American genre of music, king of this musical genre, master of this literary genre, leader in this colorful music genre, giant of this literary genre, 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 genres. 2014 Billboard listed Sunshine and Whiskey and Day Drinking as hot songs in this genre. Alex.
What is country?
Country is right. And with that, you move to 26,800.
I suspect he speaks French, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure of it. Yeah.
But is he doing the show in French?
He's not.
So he's choosing that word to really, really.
He does it with every French word.
He
every
really
French
does.
Word.
Yeah. So bless you. Who is Alex Jacob on Twitter? His name is Alex Jacob.
Yeah.
But he played Jeopardy, so it's who is Alex Jacob.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying that is well worth it.
That's some good work.
I appreciate that you made that video, and thank you from all of us.
Genre. He does it with every French word. I mean, he won't say Napoleon. He'll say Napoleon.
Why does he do that?
He's Alex Trebek.
Because he's Alex Trebek.
He's the best, you guys.
Whoa. Yes, there you go. I love the French talking. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Guys, you like the Rams?
Sure.
Yeah.
You like beer?
Yeah.
Sure.
Beer Mug, I'm speaking specifically to you because a L.A. brewery posted a job opening for someone that wants to get paid to watch football at L.A. Rams games.
Huh?
It's a chief beer officer. This is Golden Road Brewery, and they're going to pay you $150 per event. You're going to attend every single Rams game, and you're going to promote the brewery's various products, especially the new Whose House?
That is awesome.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You just need to be willing to get paid to watch football, promote the Golden Road brand, and all that comes with it.
I don't know.
There's no catch.
There's no catch. The posting states the listing for the ideal candidate would be someone that has between 1 and 35 years of tailgating experience.
Okay.
A deep love for the Los Angeles Rams.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 21 or older.
Mm-hmm.
tattoo created a nickname?
I mean, Muggs, this is you. All you have to do is follow at Golden Road Brew on Instagram, tag the company and the sports team in a post explaining why you would be the ideal candidate.
Muggs, I feel good about it. Please do this.
Are you trying to get rid of Muggs?
No, actually, literally do it. It would just involve Sundays. It was 8 Sundays a year. Why
Sometimes
not?
Sometimes a Monday, maybe a Thursday.
But all at night. He wouldn't affect this job here.
All or day.
Free beer and Rams games, Muggs? Why wouldn't you do this?
You just said it wouldn't affect my job. I mean, I'm drinking beer on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You guys got to come in on a Monday.
And possibly a Monday night and possibly a Thursday night.
I don't even know you anymore, man.
You're right. This got real weird.
Responsible Muggs.
Wow. Responsible Muggs sucks.
Right? It does.
Bummer.
All right.
There's no catch.
There is no catch.
Do you think that really happened or do you not think that really happened?
I mean, great question. It's a real story. I looked on their Instagram. There it was.
Anything you are excited looking forward to?
Hmm? He's just talking to the beer.
Talking to the Rams television.
I like it.
Guys, what up, Juicy?
Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 14 days in federal prison for her role in the college entrance cheating scandal, along with a $30,000 fine and 250 hours of community service. She must report to prison on October 25th.
Can I just say, I know that community service is laughed at, but that takes a long effing time.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No. Yeah.
No. How many hours did they give her of community service?
250.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours.
We can verify that exact amount is a lot.
How much would you say it would be a lot to you if you had to do it?
How many was it?
Nothing.
Okay.
How many hours did Mark and Brian have to do after that thing?
128.
Mark and Brian were lying.
128.
I don't remember. It was somewhere around there. It was somewhere in there. But it
took a year.
It took a year.
Wow. Those guys were doing that for a year.
What did they have to do? What were their...
They worked at a food shelter.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Packing food. And
right.
Stuff like that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Freeway pickup or no?
No.
No.
Okay. That's good.
I think we had to pull the ticks
Who's
out of
we?
Homeless people.
Mark and Brian.
Brian had to pull the ticks out of homeless people. At one point.
Oh, I mean, God.
Was that just for fun or was that part of the thing?
No, but then they left and went to their community service after that. No, it's a long time. Each hour feels like a day.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to give all the credit of the world to people who do stuff like that because they care about people and they do it, you know, for the right reasons rather than
the kindness of their heart.
Right, rather than court-ordered reasons. Sure. Right, yeah. They're way better people than Mark and Brian are.
Sure. Because Mark and Brian were lying.
They were lying.
Some birthdays for you. Richard Marks,
While we were doing our popular TV show on NBC on Sunday nights, they were lying at the food bank.
It was you guys. Richard Marks, happy birthday. Amy Poehler, Nick Jonas, Alexis Bledel, and... Should we explain where this clip of David Copperfield comes from?
Yes.
He had a television special, a one-hour-long television special hosted by our friend Carson Daly.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole show led up to him creating somehow a tornado of fire that he would stand in the middle of, Kevin?
Yes. Right.
He was in the middle of it. The fire was all around him. And there were multiple ways he could die. But here's the final minute of the show.
Now, this is no illusion, no trick. David Copperfield will attempt the greatest physical challenge of his life, surviving inside a blazing 2,000-degree tornado of fire without getting burned alive.
We're going now.
The time has come. This is real fire.
I'm hot!
And by the way, that show was 59 and a half minutes of that kind of hype. Uh-huh. Let's talk to a fire expert. What can happen to the human body? The whole thing was just hype, and then that's how it ended. That was a big crescendo. I'm hot!
Well,
and that's why Carson Daly never worked in television again.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's what's happening.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Friday, I guess I was having toast. I guess that's probably what happened, right? Like I do.
Can I pick it up from here?
Sure.
You know, sometimes during the songs and commercials, Bean has a conversation with himself, and no one else is interested.
Yep.
Hey, when I look... By the way, toast is his favorite food.
God hates toast.
Toast is his favorite food. And he's said that since I met him, and I believe that it's true.
Yeah, it's real.
When I look at toast, I'm in awe.
Yeah, yeah. I believe he used the word masterpiece.
Well, it is.
It's magical.
It's a beautiful thing, and somebody came up with the idea to take bread and cook it again. Yeah. I mean, that's what toast is.
Right, sure is.
Right, we all understand
it's genius.
That. We get what toast is. I made the mistake of asking, so do you put jam on it?
See, this is the problem. You do not engage.
Oh, he called me a monster. He's like, I am not a heathen. Why would I put jam on perfectly fine toast?
Never jam.
Butter only.
It's a waste of resources to put jam on toast because toast and butter is already the perfect food. So then
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
So then we got into the discussion of, all right, if it's your favorite food, let's say you could only eat three foods for the rest of your life, would toast be one of them? And I said toast might be the only one of them. I mean, I might not even need the other two slots.
Needs to make sure he gets all the breads. He likes.
I might just eat toast. That's how much I love toast.
Wait, Bean,
is so dull.
Do we know your favorite bread to toast?
Sourdough.
So quick. Did you hear how quick that was?
Sure. Sourdough. Sense. Yeah. But yeah. I also, by the way, I enjoy all kinds. I enjoy Italian. I enjoy wheat. I enjoy white. I enjoy all kinds of toast. Sourdough is my favorite, but I I'm not picky.
Mm-hmm. I am not a winner.
So toast is my favorite food, and it would absolutely be number one on the list if they came to me and said, you can only eat three foods for the rest of your life. And that's when we all started pitching in.
Yeah. Do you get to toast it live, or do they hand it to you as toast?
It depends. I would prefer to make my own for quality concerns.
Sure.
But if the person who's making it for me has my recipe, then I'm fine with them bringing it in on a plate with a napkin. Mm-hmm.
But it has to be warm.
Well, yeah. I mean, right? They'd have to present it to me the same way I would present it to myself. I don't eat cold toast, if that's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Because I don't know how it works on the island.
Now, let me ask you this before we get into this discussion and we hear from some of your foods, because this is really important. If you're really debating, I can only eat three foods for the rest of my life, is the question meant to discern what your three favorite foods are that you would never get tired of eating every day? Or is it a realistic situation where you should choose?
No,
realistic.
Turkey, just mashed potatoes, and beans. You know what I mean? Just to have a more well-balanced diet.
No, we're not talking health.
You don't have to be
talking
healthy.
Like, I might have picked something that shoots right out of my butt, but I'm still eating it for the rest of my life.
Because you love it.
Absolutely.
It tastes
good. Now, another question about the universe.
Why are we all on this island now?
Another question about the universe.
Yes.
Now, if I pick something that has different flavors, like I didn't pick Doritos, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Can I get Cool Ranch and cheese?
Interesting.
Or can I only pick one flavor?
I think it's specific.
I think you have to stick with one thing.
Yeah, like I think sourdough toast would be my number one.
Okay, then I'm going to throw out, I liked chicken wings, but I can't have buffalo every time or teriyaki every time. I need it to be flipped around. Okay, ready to move on.
All right, what's your number one, Jensen?
I would eat every single day, it's my favorite food in the world, Asian-style noodles.
That's the wrong answer.
Why is that a wrong answer?
Because pizza.
Well, pizza also is very good. I just don't know if I want it every day for the rest of my life. No.
Well, no, you get three choices.
Well, my
different switch them up a bit.
Pepperoni, cheese.
No. I'm saying we get to pick our top three foods.
I understand, but that's still only three things. I'd still be eating pizza at least every 3 days.
And how great
that's
does that
the
sound?
Point.
For the rest of my life?
Yes, that's the point.
Are you missing the homework?
Too much bread. Can I give you my second one?
Sure. But when I have toast, is that too much bread?
That's true. But I feel like you live in a different universe when it comes to toast. Like you can, and you're also like 6 pounds. Okay, here we go. Ready? Mm-hmm. Brisket.
Brisket.
Okay. Brisket.
Yeah. represents my sort of Jewish background. It's a good meat. It's a barbecue. It's very good.
Okay.
All right. And my third, shrimp cocktail.
So weird.
Those are my three.
Okay.
So I have
fresh
noodles.
Fresh shrimp.
Because
you're on an island.
Very, very fresh, good cocktail sauce. You ready? Noodles, beef brisket, shrimp cocktail.
Mine's very different.
Where are they getting the cows on this island?
How small is this island?
No, there's no universe. Yeah. This is not real. Right.
Kevin, what about you?
Pizza, clearly number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
What kind?
You got to pick.
I would say mushroom.
Yes, and then you could take them off and have cheese.
Wait, just cheese and mushrooms, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I usually get. Then peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Peanut butter jelly sandwich is a slam dunk.
Oh my gosh.
So far, there's a fourth grader on the island.
So far, there's two fourth graders on the island.
And then my third is ice cream. So those are my three.
Oh, okay. All right. He retained the fourth graderness.
Unbelievable.
And by the way, Kevin is the only one of us who already is only eating those three foods.
That's true. That is wow.
All right. How about you, Allie?
Well, I too have pizza.
Nice.
Oh, number one?
Number one.
Wow.
Number two is stuffing.
Stuffing?
Oh my God, I love stuffing at Thanksgiving so very much.
But are you including all of the turkey and the mashed potatoes? Just the stuffing?
I would get rid of everything at Thanksgiving but stuffing if I had to.
That's absurd.
Oh, stuffing rules so hard. And then third, I was trying to figure out if it would be peanut butter and jelly.
I mean, it's a slam dunk.
Or lobster.
Well, those are definitely two different things.
They're very different. So, are you on the same island as me? And if so, can I have some of your PB&J sometimes?
That's a great question.
That breaks the rules of the world.
I would go with that. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Because I like lobster.
Sweet. Lobster it is. Stuffing, lobster, and pizza.
You know that if you and Kevin are stranded on this deserted island together, that eventually you're going to do it, though, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, think about it. You're stranded on this island. You're already sharing peanut butter and jelly.
And I'm just going to be sitting there.
That's only one step away.
I'm going to be sitting watching, eating noodles, slurping them up.
I hate this story.
I'm going to be up there on Toast Mountain looking down at all of you.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
You have heard us mention many times that you can stream the Kevin and Bean Show through the radio.com app. That's also a good place to get our podcast. Well, let me tell you about another show you ought to be checking out. It is the Swings and Misses Show, and it comes on right on after ours from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. West Coast. And the hosts of that program are a married couple who both love sports.
Yay!
And that's why they do a sports show.
James Sturger loves it.
And Cody Decker. Welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show for week two of the NFL. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for having us back.
I'm all right. Still married.
Our pleasure. So how does it work at your house? Do you guys just sit your asses down and just watch 10 hours of the Red Zone? Is that your Sunday?
Oh, my God. Sometimes. Sometimes we'll each go to the gym for a little bit. Cody was traveling yesterday, so he was using the apps and stuff to watch and keep on track with everything. But yeah, it's a long weekend for sure when it comes to sports.
It's a lot of football because you got to cover college also on your show,
yes.
Right. How do we feel about the name of the new Chargers and Rams stadium? Is it SoFi Stadium? Is that how you pronounce it?
I mean, it's not even touching. It doesn't even scratch the surface of the worst stadium names you can come up with.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, so good name.
I don't even know the company.
SoFi is a what?
Do you know that they're trying to change the name of the Miami Heat Stadium to the Bang Brothers Center?
Yes, and I support it.
They made a $10 million bid for that.
Do it now. Yeah. I hope they do it. Do it now.
Yes. Amazing. You can't tell your kids you're taking them to the BBC.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
And you get Mike Breen to call all the games. Bang!
Done.
Well, no. Then we need to do better in L.A. and scratch SoFi and have the Pornhub Stadium.
No.
I love it.
All right, let's talk about the teams that that will be playing there. And let's start with the happy news. The Rams got another win over the Saints. This was one of the most anticipated games of the whole year because of the NFC Championship and the controversy last year. What did you think of how your L.A. team looked?
What a letdown. And here's why. You got right away, right out the gate, Drew Brees gets hurt. Okay, yeah. So you just took away the most biggest drama in the game. Now, I'm nothing against Teddy Bridgewater, but he is no Drew Brees, to say the least.
He is the highest paid backup, though.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know, but that's like being the tallest short person in the world.
Fair point.
I mean, so here's what also happened. Something. So you got that. Not only do you mention that, but boy, oh boy, do the NFL refs just hate the Saints.
Because, they really do.
Because again,
they must have slept with somebody's girlfriend. I mean, crazy. That's the only thing I can come up with at this point because it's getting a little ridiculous.
Don't you think?
Three games in a row.
Don't you think as the refs going into that game, aren't they just sort of on the Saints' side, just to make sure everything goes okay.
Well, based on the call they made of the 6-6 turnover, which was clearly a defensive touchdown,
which would have been a touchdown, yeah.
And someone unwittingly, for no reason, blew a whistle, thus canceling out the play. It is someone has it out for the Saints, and someone really likes the Rams, and I don't know who it is.
In baseball, like, when a ref or an ump, you know, takes a call away from a batter, they usually give it back to them later. No?
Yeah, they better.
It's a payback, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What is going on that the NFL isn't doing the same thing?
I don't know, but this is three straight games. This is last year's playoffs. This was last week's game one for the Saints, and this was yesterday. And at that moment on,
they're cursed.
Nothing happened for the Saints, and it was like they didn't bring an offense for the second half.
And it certainly was a disappointment in that we wanted to see the matchup of two full-strength teams. Without Drew Brees, you're right, that squeezed all the drama out of it. I mean, it's almost like a win is a win, but you kind of feel like there's an asterisk a little bit. Like, if they play again down the road, it might go very different.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, especially if Drew Brees is healthy.
Yeah, right. For as much hell as Brees takes, you know, I think this was a wake-up call for Saints fans because they got to see what life would be like without him, and it's not pretty.
Not so good.
Teddy Bridgewater is not a slouch. He really isn't. This is just showing how good Drew Brees really is.
But he does have a perfect R&B name.
Yes. It's
like a perfect name. It's so good. Which is very important. How did you feel about Mr. Moneybags, Jared Goff, by the way?
I mean, he's good. I mean, what can you say?
He's a little inconsistent, some were saying.
Yeah, but the second
it's
half.
It's September football.
Right?
Like, you can't make those kind of judgments until at
calm
least
your teeth,
next
dude.
Okay.
Fair enough. If anything, you should be thrilled that he's healthy because every NFL quarterback is going down like flies right
now. That's
true. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I guess you're thinking of Ben Roethlisberger as you say that, who, by the way, appears to have an outstanding backup in Pittsburgh. That kid was impressive.
Yeah, but no.
Still in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but no.
No. Pittsburgh's going to lose 10.
Okay. All right.
That's impressive.
Wow. That is impressive.
They look awful.
That is bold.
They look awful.
Stick to baseball,
they're going to say if he has surgery or not today.
Yeah.
From what I'm reading. So.
And they're also saying the same thing about Drew Brees. He's seeing a specialist today in L.A.
Let's talk about a team that looked terrible, your Los Angeles Chargers. Let's talk about how many things went wrong in that game against the Lions.
Why are you calling them my Los Angeles Chargers? Don't let me in with them.
They're the San Diego Chargers in my head. Don't you ever put them on me. I'm a Raider fan. I hate the Chargers.
But at the end of that game was an epic collapse, and it was just Philip Riversing all over himself. That's what it came down to.
Ooh. Tons of injuries, too, at the end of the game now, right? They're, like, pretty much banged up.
Yeah.
And missed field goals and fumbles. Yeah. I mean, they did not look like a professional team.
A lot of dumb stuff, too. Like, there was a lot of delay of game, and I think that's just it. You can still attribute it. It's still week two, so you can attribute it to, like, early September football, but at some point, like, you got to clean that up.
Not all teams fall prey to that, though. Not all teams.
No.
Those are the good teams.
For example, the Dolphins are extremely consistent.
Correct.
Yeah. Consistently bad.
You can make the argument that the Dolphins are the most consistent team in football.
That's right. That's something to that.
Mm-hmm. We heard this on the way in. They actually are bringing strippers in to the tailgates before the games to give fans something to, you know, raise their spirits.
And
other things. Things are raising.
Things are definitely raising.
Tell me if this is just a joke. I keep seeing online that this is one of those situations where a team intentionally tanks. The Dolphins are not intentionally tanking, right? They're just inept.
They're tanking?
I think it's a good combination of the two. I think they are definitely trying to tank, and I think it's going a lot further than they intended.
You're like, we didn't mean to be this bad. Yeah. Can we dial it back a notch?
Yeah, it's pretty awful to watch. Right now, if you put the Dolphins in the SEC, they finish fourth.
Yeah, if you put them in the XFL, they don't make the playoffs. It's going to be rough.
They will get buried by the Tampa Vipers.
These are the voice of Jeff Sturger and Cody Decker. They are Swings and Misses on radio.com from 10 to 1, doing an all 3-hour sports show. They also have their own podcast of other stuff as well. I wanted to ask you about one more player who we expect to hear from today, even though it's Monday, and that is Adam Vinatieri. What's going on with him?
If you ask me, if I were to bet, and I have nothing to base this on, he's hanging him up.
That's what I would think. So
he's 137 years old. He's had an incredible career. He's had arguably the best longevity of any player, not just kicker, player in the NFL. And it's been a storied career and, quite frankly, a Hall of Fame career.
Absolutely. I think first round. Yeah,
I think he's ready to hang him up before sullies his reputation.
What if he's been looking at Gostkowski, who has some issues sometimes, and he's like to go back to the Pats?
I mean,
he goes back to the Patriots. How can he?
He's not calling a press conference to say, "Hey guys, I want to go to the Patriots."
I would really like to go back to the Pass. No. That'd be amazing.
Plus, he's missing field goals.
That's not how football works. Listen, that should be how it works. You go where you want to go.
It works for Antonio Brown, so yeah, it should work for anyone else.
No, that was some real backhanded backdoor stuff going on.
It was dirty.
Well, I mean, we don't know if it was backdoor.
I mean, if you're playing for the Miami Heat, it is.
Bang Brothers, you say. Yeah. Bang Brothers. Yeah.
Call back.
Well, we do know that AB could not get out of that locker room fast enough yesterday to make sure he didn't have to answer any questions about anything. We do know that.
Well, he also do an interview before the game with Chad Ochocinco? And Belichick never allows players to talk before a game.
Belichick looked extraordinarily angry walking out to the field.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. He looks angrier than he normally looks every game.
Okay.
It looks like he cut a little more extra off his sleeve.
They weren't as young.
He was all the way to his neck. He was like wearing a tank top. He was furious.
That's his RBF. That's resting Belichick face.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
All right. Well, we get the mighty Cleveland Browns against the New York Jets tonight on Monday night. We can look forward to hearing all about that. So a recap of all the weekend's sports, including, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it the start of preseason hockey yesterday as well? Aren't we back into...
Yes. We are
back into hockey.
Sorry,
guys. I'm still on football. I got a lot to do.
Yeah. Swings and Misses is the name of the show. It airs on the radio.com app, streams, I should say, from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. And then, of course, available on podcast too. Jed and Cody have a great show today. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Muggs, are you actually going to be taking the blood from people?
Well, actually, since it's the Rambo Give Blood Drive, we're actually going to be turning everybody into pink mist. So that's how we're getting the blood.
Wow.
Deep cut on the Rambo.
Seriously, very impressive, but I don't think it's going to encourage people to show up.
No.
K-Rock's Rambo Give Blood Drive is happening Wednesday morning at the Hollywood Park Casino, hosted by our own Beer Mug, starting at 5:30 a.m. Of course, it's courtesy of Rambo Last Blood, which Kevin will be in line for first thing after the show on Friday.
Can't wait.
It is in theaters everywhere on Friday, September the 20th. So from 5:30 in the morning all the way past our show to 3 p.m., you can come on down. Tons of prizes to be given away, including 106 pair of tickets to K-Rock Takes Over Not Scary Farm, tickets to L.A. Comic-Con at the L.A. Convention Center, upcoming K-Rock concerts and sound spaces, and so much more. And more importantly, you get to feel really, really good about something that only takes about a half an hour and can literally save a life. So the Hollywood Park Casino, Wednesday morning during the Kevin and Bean Show. Come on out and meet Beer Mug. Get some more details at krock.com.
Allie, what's happening?
Well, what's happening is Lil Wayne skipped an appearance on his joint tour with Blink 182.
Canceled.
Yeah, happened in St. Louis on Saturday night.
Someone explain, please.
He claimed he was kicked out of a St. Louis hotel that morning. Police received a call around 10 a.m. Saturday morning from the Ritz-Carlton about a verbal disturbance between Lil Wayne's entourage and hotel staff, which began over complaints of marijuana smells coming from the rapper's room.
That doesn't sound like Lil Wayne at all.
Track.
This all
That's
sounds
ridiculous.
Crazy. He apologized to fans Saturday morning on Twitter, writing that he was kicked out of his hotel, therefore wouldn't be performing in St. Louis.
That's bogus, by the way.
He did add, it's all love, though. Yeah, if you tweet out the morning of a show that you're not going to perform that night because you were kicked out of your hotel room, like, what are you doing between that and the show? What? There's no other hotels. You can't just go to the venue early. You can't. It's just
weird. Sounds like he's just looking for reasons to not do shows.
100%. Yeah. But here's the interesting thing. Clayton Police Department's public information officer, her name is Jenny Schwartz. She told USA Today that the rapper and his party left the hotel voluntarily. They were not forced to leave, as his tweet suggested.
So not even close!
They weren't so much kicked out as so much they just left. So, apparently three more shows, though, with Blink-182. Tonight in Cincinnati, then Wednesday in New Jersey, and then the tour is going to wrap up Friday night in Brooklyn. Ooh, does he make all three? Or does he just do the final one in Brooklyn?
I think he's over it.
Just done.
Oh, you think he does no more?
I mean, it sounds like he's
over. He got kicked out of the hotel. What's he supposed to do?
It sounds like he's not even trying, though.
Right. I mean, there is that.
There's that aspect. Uh-huh.
Why doesn't it occur to him, hey, what about the people who bought this ticket mostly to see me? Maybe I should show up just for them.
There are definitely people in
that
audience.
Tons of people.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, I don't love it either. Guys, remember back when it seemed like every day I was doing an update on MoviePass?
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
changed daily.
It was Woodstock 50 for a while.
Yeah. Well, MoviePass, the long struggling theater subscription service, finally appears to be dead. On Friday, all remaining subscribers were told that MoviePass would be shutting down the services Saturday because its, quote, efforts to recapitalize MoviePass have not been successful to date. They told subscribers it will issue refunds for any periods of service that they had already paid for. They put this out that the company is continuing its efforts to seek financing to fund its operations.
No,
maybe don't.
Call it a day. Let's get out.
Just stop.
Call it a day, MoviePass.
Oh no! This is a colossal disaster.
But I think one of the good things to come out of MoviePass is it spurred theater chains like AMC Theaters, Regal Entertainment, Cinemark to launch their own rival passes. And last month, AMC said that its Stubbs A-List program, which lets subscribers see three movies weekly for $19.95 a month, has hit 900,000 subscribers.
Wow.
So that's good for them.
Let's give it one more try. Let's get back in the groove.
I say no, MoviePass. I say let it go. Absolutely.
But quitters never give up, Allie.
I heard a guy say that.
A wise guy. Some would say.
Okay. Would you say it?
No.
Okay. Well, this is a pairing. 1 week after Zooey Deschanel and her husband announced that they were splitting up, news broke that she is dating Property Brothers star Jonathan Scott.
You ship this, Bean?
No, I don't at all.
I don't get this.
But I do want Zooey to be happy, but a Property Brother?
Yeah. Well, Zooey and her sister Emily shot a carpool karaoke segment alongside both Property Brothers, Jonathan and the other one. And apparently...
The unnamed one?
Maybe that's...
His name is Not Jonathan.
Not Jonathan. That's where the sparks started, maybe?
Huh.
I don't
know. Get his weak stuff out of here.
Drew. Drew is his brother's name.
Drew.
Just saw that, yeah. But photos have shown Deschanel and Scott holding hands this week. So...
That's garbage.
That's something.
And she, am I remembering correctly, used to be married to Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was right. Okay.
Yeah. This is not that guy. This is Jacob Pechenik.
Gotcha.
I thought his last name was Property.
That's Property Brothers. This was her husband's name, Jacob Pechenik. Yeah.
The Property Brothers, the last name aren't Property?
No, they are. Drew Property and Jonathan Property.
Okay.
Scott. Got it.
Weren't you guys. Norman Lear broke an Emmy record, you guys.
Over the weekend.
He became the oldest winner ever at the tender age of 97.
Yay!
He won for Live in front of a studio audience, Norman Lear's All in the Family, and The Jeffersons. This was at the Creative Arts Emmys that they held on Saturday. And they asked him backstage, what do you think about this achievement? I mean, it's 48 years after your last one. To which he said,
I can just about walk. I can't hardly walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
And then afterwards, he said, I don't think about it a lot. I like waking up in the morning. That's nice.
And then...
Nope. You guys are all from hell. And he is a gem of a human.
And then they did the in memoriam.
Nope. Again, very alive and so happy for him.
But did you see the part where they asked him about being 97? He said,
are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
That was a surprise.
I mean.
And then a choir showed up and was like, hallelujah. All the family holding flowers, I mean, crying in the front row.
Still alive.
I don't want to say he's old, but I think he's the same age as Betty White.
Okay.
I think they're both 97.
Oh, okay.
So you're just naming someone else that's 97?
Well, I'm just saying show business legends that are still alive.
Keep it 100.
And by the way, speaking of keep it at 100, mm-hmm. am I wrong about this? Is Kirk Douglas still alive?
Yes. Good question.
Yes.
Isn't he like 102 or something?
Yes.
He's older than young Norman Lear. Yes.
Okay.
And he's married to Catherine Zeta-Jones. That's not even his son. Talk about an age.
That is crazy.
That is his son, Michael. I can't.
He was born in 1916.
Whoa.
Kirk was. Old Man Kirk.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, Spartacus was on the other night, and he was, he was the Russell Crowe of that time. He was a super hunky dude.
You guys know we're still on the air?
Yes.
His real name is Isser Danielovich.
Okay.
And then he also went by Izzy Dembski, but then he eventually selected Kirk Douglas, just for facts.
Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
I mean, it's Monday. Wow. Speaking of other Emmys, Rachel Bloom, who we love from The Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, creator and star of that, she won her first Emmy.
Like,
she won.
What's up with that?
Emmy for Best Original Music and Lyrics, but it was during her speech backstage that she also was talking about what she has coming up, and she said, oh, more fun stuff. I have a tour right now. Talked about the tour she's on. And then she said, oh, and also I'm pregnant. So that's what's next for me.
Wow.
And everyone's like, wait, what? Pregnant.
So she's all pregnant and stuff.
Do you care?
I do a little bit. Also, friend of the show, comedian Sarah Tiana announced that she was expecting.
Oh, fantastic.
Her and her boyfriend, Chris Brockman, who is on The Rich Eisen Show. And he's from Maine. Little tidbit. They're expecting a baby as well.
I got pregnant. Yeah. I totally did.
So exciting stuff.
Babies come out of the butt, right?
They don't. They shouldn't. That means something's real wrong. I want to
talk. Is it a toilet baby?
No. I want to talk about this because Bean sent it to me very excited. That fans noticed over the weekend that the Far Side. Remember that cartoon?
Yeah. Gary.
Not the hip-hop band, Jensen.
Right, no, yeah. I wish.
Not PH.
What is the name of that?
Gary Larson.
Yeah.
So he used to have this cartoon that ran from January 1st, 1980 to January 1st, 1995. And fans over the weekend noticed that the official website has been updated with a new cartoon and a message. Uncommon, unreal, and soon to be unfrozen. A new online era of the Far Side is coming.
And I think it's one of the greatest comic strips of all time.
And
the
here,
Far Side.
Here is my question for you.
Yes.
As somebody that likes comic strips,
uh-huh.
Why then do you not like anything animated?
Can't answer that. Don't
great
know
question.
That. Don't know the answer to that. Because, I love Peanuts, and I love the Archie comics, and
right.
I love, you know, there are other comics I like, too. They hip ones, you know, High and Lois. You know, the Family Circle, the good ones.
Sure.
But I can't do animated movies. I don't know what that's about, but I'm very excited about The Far Side. So many great cartoons over the years.
Well, the cartoon drawn by Larson shows a man with an open flame thawing a big old block of ice, which encased many of the familiar cast of Far Side characters. A cow, a dog, a caveman, a child, and a woman. So The Far Side. It's coming. Right. It's coming back.
All right. I'm here for it.
Pretty good time for The Far Side.
Wow.
Coming.
Why
coming
so soon?
But I'm being serious. Like, it does make sense with politics the way that they are.
But his cartoons aren't political at all. They're about talking mooses and stuff.
I got news for you.
What are the mooses saying, though, B?
Right?
Okay.
What party do the moose belong to?
The one I remember most from my childhood is there's two moths in a closet, and the one says, what are you doing here? And the other one says, I'm having Thai food.
You're really selling this.
Eating a Thai.
I love that one.
Really?
That's very funny.
I would like to see it.
I would like to see it as well.
It's the only one I remember. I had all the books and stuff, but I just only remember that one.
Okay.
And it's clearly influenced my humor.
Sure.
So screw you, Gary Larson, I think is what we're saying. Mm-hmm. No?
No, we're happy to have
you. Okay, we're happy. Mm-hmm. It's coming back.
Yeah.
All right, guys, how about some birthdays for you?
Okay.
Sure.
Are you waiting for a verbal okay? All right.
I was.
Yes, please.
Richard Marx, Amy Poehler, Nick Jonas, Molly Shannon, Jennifer Tilly.
Whichever Tilly isn't the one that gambles.
Well, Jennifer Tilly is the one that gambles. Mm-hmm. Alexis Bledel and David Copperfield.
I'm hot!
Can I also throw out, by the way, my my beloved wife made a special request. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we don't do spousal birthdays here on the program. But it's her birthday today. Donna's birthday is today.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she wanted to hear Allie wish her a happy birthday. Because you guys are friends. And she also requested a bell. And I told her we don't do the bell anymore. And she said, I want a bell!
Well, so. I will say it is Donna Baxter's birthday. Mm. A lovely woman. Dare I say, hot.
Deserve the bell.
Go ahead and bell that a little more for Donna.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I love it! You just bought me another 2 weeks underneath the roof of this house. So thank you for that.
Seeing out of curiosity.
2 days.
What'd you get, Donna?
Oh, good question.
Well, first of all,
don't you even start with that.
Every day is Valentine's Day at our house. And second of all, she's married to me. What else does she need?
This is what you got her, isn't it? Allie saying happy birthday is what you got her.
Well, I mean,
that's weak.
No, this is separate. This is separate from what I didn't get.
What I love about Donna is A, she really won't want anything, but B, you know what would make her probably happiest, Bean?
What's that?
You took your goddamn hand to the doctor.
Oh, that would
she
be
would
a good
be
gift.
So stoked that you actually did something.
She would be pleased, actually. That would get me out of the house and might get a cast on my hand. That's
I mean,
true.
It's a twofer right there. Happy birthday, Donna. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker & Klein's commercial 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness, and the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin & Bean Show, we've got Adam Conover from Adam Ruins Everything. We're going to talk about things you did in your sleep. And we've also got more tickets for you to see the Black Keys tomorrow.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.